You're listening to episode 288 of Women Worldwide. If you're on a journey to health and well-being, how much have you relied on aromatherapy as a part of your daily regimen? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for showing up, for tuning in. How are you? How are you feeling? There certainly is a lot going on in your world as the economy reopens. So here in New Jersey, what we're experiencing is indoor dining. Restaurants are opening up at 25% capacity. So are gyms, and AMC theaters also are reopening at 25%. So certainly, as we navigate all of this, please be safe and be well. And that is the topic for today's show. It's wellness, but from the angle of aromatherapy and wellness. So how much do you incorporate aromatherapy into your health regimen? Now, I do. However, I haven't done a lot of homework on aromatherapy, so I don't even know if I'm doing it the right way. And that's the segue to my special guest today. Joining me on the show is Linda Oviatt. And Linda is a certified aromatherapist. She is a holistic health coach, and she's also a natural health educator, which she is going to explain to us. So I could say a lot about Linda, but I just think it's best that she shares her journey and her advice with you. Linda, it is great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Hey, hi. How are you today?
I'm well. I think we're doing pretty good considering. And
yes,
I think I mentioned to you that I've certainly dabbled in aromatherapy, but you're going to share how to do it the right way. But even before we get into all of the insights and advice, maybe you can just give us a glimpse into your journey and what made you want to become a certified aromatherapist and a health educator.
Well, I go into that with my book, but I'll give you the short version. I walked into the doctor's office and sat there in my cute little gown as he walked in with his little pad or whatever, asked me to go over my newest litany of health concerns, and just looked at me, smiled over his little clipboard and goes, "Oh, you're just aging on schedule."
Oh, no, that doesn't fly.
So I just looked at him and I was just, I was speechless at first, and you just kind of look at him and I go, you know, if you tell many more hormonal women they're aging on schedule, you may not see your first grandchild. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Give you some advice.
But your bedside manner, you seriously need some new approach. So, But that was that's what led me down, trying to find out how they were just going to put me on another medication, and they were just going to keep me comfortable as I got older, and I got worse. And so I just said, "There's got to be a better way."
So you just said enough.
I got mad. Yeah. Well, his statement didn't help. I have to say,
it was the
spark that lit the fire.
You didn't go back to that doctor and said there's another way. You must have had some sort of strong connection to the oils or essential oils. And, you know, did you go through an education process that allowed you to open it up for so many others?
Yes. But I mean, I literally did what everybody else does. They get the bad report. And so they start doing Dr. Google and start reading the magazines in the grocery line. You know, you have six or nine of them to choose from. And that's where I was getting my healthcare information.
Dr. Google is scary. That's not. Yeah, it used to be Dr. WebMD
for me. Yes. Yes. And so that turned out to be a disaster.
Yeah.
And I got this random email about this class and I went. And so that I was fascinated by it. And I was at my wit's end about what to do. And that's how I literally fell into, had never heard of them before, what essential oils were, and started doing my research.
So Linda, do you think that other people actually need education around aromatherapy? Do they understand it right away?
No, I don't think they do any more than I did. I just thought it was kind of a voodoo thing out there, an Eastern medicine. I was brought up in Western medicine. You do what the doctor told you to do. So I don't think nobody understands it any more than I do, except that it has become much more mainstream in the last 10 years. And so you have it at Walmart and Bed Bath Beyond, and you have, you know, I went to Walmart and saw a clearance bin of lavender for like $3. I'm sitting there going, oh no, this is actually not a good thing.
How is this going to be used? Oh no.
So once you start really doing the research and understanding, now I came into the whole world of essential oils right around 2007 or 8, right there. I was about a year into it, right about that time. Anyway, the year's not important. That was when the FDA started to sit there going, oh, wait a minute, these people, this is breaking into the profits of Big Pharma. And they tried shutting it down. And so that's when I ended up realizing how much I had received the benefits of them. I didn't want this industry shut down. And so I couldn't get any more information anymore. So I went and became a certified aromatherapist. I had to go get my information.
That's really interesting. You just mentioned benefits. So you found the benefits. Can you share maybe what some of those benefits are for other people who are interested in finding a different path?
Oh gosh, they're endless. I mean, you can just get relief from anxiety and depression. It just really improves the quality of life for most people, especially with chronic health conditions. Improving sleep. Simple lavender oil will help you with something like that.
Belinda?
Pain.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think it's a lot of
pain.
People.
Dementia. I mean, I use them for kidney stones. I mean, so I have used them for everything.
That is amazing. So right now, all of you women worldwide listeners and people viewing the show are saying, I want this. I want this benefit. But somehow, and Linda, this goes back to even just the simple conversation we had earlier about a diffuser and putting in the lavender oil that is diffused into the air. Enlighten everyone. Is that the right way? What is the approach? How do you know how to
use it? There are three schools of thought on aromatherapy, and that's the French, the English, and the German. And so one will say you can inhale, one can say you can only apply, one says you can do everything with them. So considering that you are actually consuming essential oils on a daily basis in just your foods, I mean, I don't care if you're a health nut, look on the back of your bone broth, you'll see rosemary in there. You know, I think Coca-Cola is one of the biggest importers of essential oils on the planet, but then they use it in sodas. So you're consuming them every day.
Yes. I don't think the average consumer realizes that at all.
Right.
And a lot of people aren't, although many do read the ingredients, many don't. And so I'm wondering, is that like the natural essence or the natural flavors? Are they spelled out or just sort of?
They can be. See, and that's the whole problem with essential oils is that this is where that you absolutely need somebody to come alongside of you, because if you don't know where these, right from the seed of the plant, if the seed is non-GMO, if it is a heritage seed, if it's where it's the soil that's being grown in, the conditions it's being grown in, how it's harvested, how it's distilled, that is all so important on the efficacy of the oil, how it's going to affect your body. So the oil that you buy at Walmart, since it's not a regulated industry, it's actually regulated by the cosmetic industry, and the cosmetic industry is self-regulating. hello. There's nearly 3,000 chemicals that we are allowed to use in the United States that are banned in Europe.
Oh my.
Okay. Yeah. So they're in our cosmetics. And so there's that toxin overload that happens to our bodies, which is what actually happens in how we get sick. Because you did not walk into this world as an asthmatic, an arthritic. You came in as a bouncing baby, healthy baby, you know.
Right.
So, and now our children today are actually being born with over 300 toxins just in the umbilical cord blood alone.
Oh, wow. But,
right. And so that's why you have the children, they're now asthmatic, and you have these infants that are failing, you know, just they're not thriving like they should. But we have way gotten off topic. So you started out with the diffuser.
So the diffuser, let's go back to that. Is that a good way to have aromatherapy in your life?
Excellent. Excellent way. I always tell everybody, diffuse, diffuse, diffuse. If you do nothing else but diffuse. The problem is that when you tell me I bought my $6 bottle of lavender at Walmart and I've got it in my diffuser, you are probably breathing in toxins. So people are very careful these days. Oh, I don't want to eat anything with toxins, and I don't want to put anything on my skin that has any toxins. I'm using all natural healthcare. And I'm going, but you're diffusing the $6 bottle of Walmart oil. Am I correct? And they go, yeah. And I go, no. Because when you put something in your mouth, mm-hmm. you have your kidneys and your liver doing its job detoxifying. When you put something on your skin, it goes directly into your bloodstream. It does not have those two systems to help take out toxins. When you're breathing it directly into your lungs.
Wow. Right.
So you have that blood flow.
Okay.
Very careful, especially in the times we're in now. We want nothing to affect our respiratory systems right now.
Oh my gosh, COVID. Absolutely.
Hello.
That's mm-hmm. right. So, I mean, they even say people with pre-existing conditions, asthma, you know, any kind of breathing problem, as well as heart and whatnot. So that's a really good point. So it is the quality of the oil.
Definitely quality.
So that's
all day long quality.
Yeah. Okay. So people have to be careful of the quality. When they can get to a quality oil, Linda, what can you just match some scents? What scents go with what benefits? So, you know, you said, oh, get rid of pain. What scent would that be? To be able to not be depressed, what scent would that be?
Okay, so you're going with scents. So scents, when you're breathing it in, you're smelling something. So scents are very important, because if you smell something that takes you back to I can smell squash cooking on the stove and I go straight back to my grandmother's farm. And as a child, going out and picking that squash and making it for dinner. Now, some people, like even the smell of lavender, they had a abusive grandparent. And so they can't handle the smell. Sometimes the smell it's very often linked with an emotional system, because the limbic system, which is directly like if you did a straight line through your head right here, it's like right mm-hmm. in the middle of your head. It affects your memory, emotions, your learning, your appetite, your sex drive, everything that system controls, which people don't understand. So you have different breathing responses, or your body's responding differently, whether it's breathing or heart rate or blood pressure rate or even an emotion that's going to cause some of those things to happen. So it's very interesting how the oils work. They get into your bloodstream, and then they can affect you for stress. Like I said, stress, pain management, any of those.
So
things.
Is lavender, I mean, for some reason, whenever we talk about lavender, we say, oh, that's for stress. Is that correct?
Yeah. Lavender, lemongrass, geranium, jasmine, chamomile.
Okay.
Those are all things for the stress. I mean, everybody and their brother right now is just really, they have profound stress. Mm-hmm. So like lavender gets into the body system and it helps to lower your blood pressure. It actually rewrites your brain waves is what it's doing.
That's amazing.
Yes. to be able to watch it. I've actually have friends who have had autistic children, Asperger's. Mm-hmm. And so they actually have therapists. They're down in Atlanta. They smell the bottle underneath the child's nose, and the child has all those, you know, probes or whatever all over the head. And you can literally watch the brain
light up
down.
Oh.
Yes. It all just kind of just calms down when they breathe in certain scents. And so they can actually target the exact scent that that child needs, or a blend of scents, blend of essential oils.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, it clearly sounds like you can get a lot of benefit as long mm-hmm. as you are careful on quality. And also, depending on, you know, is it better for some people to have it massaged into their bodies as a part of massage therapy, or maybe it is through the air if it's quality?
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned, because I love massage and I love Vitaflex. I love any of that kind of thing. So I just recently read, it was an American College of Healthcare Sciences, and patients were given hand massages once a week with essential oils, lavender, bergamot, and frankincense.
And you mix them?
Is that yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of, that's another thing you have to learn about, synergy and blends and whatnot, what to use, what not to use. That's a whole other topic. But they actually reported less pain and depression, and they confirmed that massages that used essential oils in the process, that they had longer lasting effects from those massages when it came to pain and depression, and management of all of those, than just massage alone.
That's excellent. How would somebody know if they need a holistic health coach? Is it literally you're just so sick of going to doctors?
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
My dad was on 35 medications when he passed away. They killed him. They gave him another medication to offset the effects of the first one. And see, you can get... all medications, by the way, are all based. They're all plant-based. I mean, right down to your aspirin is wintergreen. So yeah. It's all plant-based. What we've done is we've made synthetics of plants and turned those plants into poisons. Oh. And so now you have on your commercials, you have, what is it, 45 seconds of a 60-second commercial of side effects, right?
Yeah, all the nasty side effects.
Mm-hmm. So you could literally... you cannot apply too many oils. You cannot diffuse too many oils. You're not going to be at poison control center.
Right.
It does not say do not ingest. It does not say call poison control on the bottle, anything like that. Now, the most that'll happen is if your child came along and drank a small bottle of your essential oil, assuming that it is a pure therapeutic essential oil and not big box stores that are adulterated, which, by the way, our wonderful FDA has decided that that little bottle of essential oil only needs to be about 3 or 5% of an actual oil. The rest of it can be anything they want in there, and they don't have to tell you that it's in there. Oh. And they do not determine, there's no difference to them whether it's synthetic or actually therapeutic.
Oh. True.
So that's where the problem comes in. People say, oh, I used it and it didn't work. And I sit there going, what did you use? Where was it from? How did you use it? And let's try this again.
Right. I think these are all questions that are important when you're putting anything into your body, your skin, you're ingesting. And I know that with all the stress and the challenges, that sometimes people are looking for these quick answers, but it really is in a deeper approach where I could see a holistic health coach can help you to be your best you and to learn about you and to really guide you.
Definitely. I definitely think that you need somebody to come alongside of you that's got some of that, you know, a little bit of street cred doesn't help, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Right.
And somebody who's walked that path with you. I've reversed autoimmune disease. I've literally taken 10 years off of my face. I turned 66 this year.
You look fantastic.
I look 10 years younger today than I did when I first started. But that's what illness will do to you. Illness will age you.
Yeah. And also, yeah, illness will age you, and also the thoughts you tell yourself about the illness that's aging you. There's a part of this that you also have to feel better and not listen to doctors who are telling you this is the aging process. I've been starting to say to myself, I'm growing in life. There's so much.
Enjoy your season. Just enjoy the season. You're going to have a season. I see the young girl walking down the street in the cute shorts and the nice tan legs, everything. And I'm sitting there going, no, I wear capris now because my knees no longer look like they did when I was 20.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Well,
but enjoy your season because this is the wisdom age. You know, this is where you get to sit there and go, this is all going to be over shortly, sweetheart. You know?
So Linda, if you will, maybe you could just share a big aha moment in your career, some sort of lesson that really stands out that you learned from, carried forward, and maybe want other people to learn from as well.
They work. I had to be open-minded enough, and I have probably had to be sick enough. I had to be tired enough. I had to be mad enough to sit there and go, no, there has to be a better way. So, and then when the aha moment was like, oh my gosh, there is. Now, is it easy? No, because natural therapies, natural modalities are going to take a little bit longer for you to see results if you stick with it. And that's the beauty of community and having other people that you can plug into a community where you can ask questions and get that support and you can sit there and go, I'm having a bad day. You know, the Twinkie looks really good right now. And you sit there and go back away from the cookie, back away from that because sugar is not going to be your friend right now. Go get your essential oil of peppermint or fennel or something like that and start just sniffing it out of the bottle and it will totally take away that appetite. It'll suppress it. It'll give you a boost of energy. I mean, it's just amazing.
That's interesting that you can sniff something, you know,
just
use
literally get your bottle right out.
That you won't be hungry.
Yes.
What keeps you focused and feeling healthy and vibrant every single day?
I have to say, you know, making sure that I'm taking care of myself. Making sure I'm getting my rest, making sure I'm staying hydrated, making sure I'm around people and having relationships that build. But as far as health, I'm just absolutely loving the way that the essential oils have fit in there because there are times when you need that extra focus and you need something to invigorate the senses and you need something that has things that put pep in your step and just boost the mood. And so things like your citrus oils, they have those wonderful terpenes called limonene in there that have those energizing effects to them. Peppermint, it oxygenates the body system. I mean, you can use peppermint just even in exercise. I think the sports medicine has recognized that peppermint will induce your endurance and your performance and it has brain oxygenation, penetration, concentration, performance, all of that for exercise. So those are my two things that I favor. I'm always with a citrus oil. I'm always with peppermint. They're never far from me.
Oh, so. Fantastic. Yeah, I had no idea. So thank you for sharing that. And Linda, I can hardly believe we're at the point of our discussion where you get to share your advice with women worldwide. What do you want to say about health and aromatherapy and
yes. Well, women worldwide, we're all the same. And basically, we're all juggling business and home and family. And we're trying to put healthcare in the middle of it. And we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, what's safe? What alternative methods can I use for my family, my pets, my children, my elderly patient, family members, you know, your grandparents, could be your parents that you're doing, that you're in that sandwich generation where you're taking care of everybody and not yourself. And you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, this sounds great, Linda, but I don't have time to figure this all out. And that's where you go back to where you just plug into somebody. I ask you the basic questions. And so somebody that can just ask you some basic questions and sit there and go, okay, let's just chunk this out little bit by little bit and just have a place where you can go, where you can go to get answers, but you don't have to take the time to figure it out because we don't have the time.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Linda, last question, super easy. Where can people find out about you, your book, and your work?
Okay, so the book is on Amazon. It's called Inspired, Informed, and Infused. It's only $10. It's going to go through all 10 body systems, has a chapter on CBD, has a small chapter on my walk. And I had to come with, because I'm faith-based, I had to reconcile my faith with aromatherapy. I had the misconception that you couldn't do the two. And so I now teach in oils in the Bible class because they're in there. I had to reconcile all that. But you can find me on Facebook. It's Linda Ovie at Living Naturally. You can go to the blog.
Yes.
LindaOvie.YLSocial.net.
Are you on LinkedIn?
I don't do a lot on LinkedIn. I do have some articles there, but I am on LinkedIn, okay. And I am getting better at Instagram at my age. So I had to go there. Haven't done Snapchat, and I haven't done TikTok or any of that
yet. But. Me neither. Although I see some TikToks out there that make me laugh.
But I think the quickest way is I think you see my book back here. Oh, it's back here somewhere.
Yes.
There it goes. This is what the book looks like on Amazon.
Perfect. Inspired, Informed, Infused.
And I even painted this myself. I'm a watercolor artist on top of this.
So. Oh, you are a woman of many talents. So,
well, hey, if you're in Ohio and you're in the Mount Vernon area, you can just stop by. I just 2 days ago got my, I have a brick and mortar office now and studio.
Congratulations.
So you can just stop in and see me through here.
Well, Linda, I hope everybody stops in, reads the book, reaches out. You just have so much information on a topic that has a lot of interest, but I'm not so sure everybody is going about it the right way. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your journey and insights and advice with us.
Sure. And I think it's just LindaSoviet@gmail.com if you just want to shoot me a It's O-V-I-A-T-T, Linda, L-A-N-D-A, S is my middle initial, like Sam, and then oviet@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Thanks. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Thanks so much for always showing up, for sharing, for letting us know how you feel and how you're doing. Keep the conversations going and the feedback coming. And until our next episode, friends, please stay safe and, of course, focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.